1. Begin transmission.
Will, guess what time it is? If you said 1930 UTC, you'd be correct. Because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I have to say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you. I am standing on a footbridge here at the OPPD Arboretum. Why am I at OPPD today? Because it rained. It rained overnight. And although it's dry on the path now, I have a feeling that this is probably going to be a good day for fungus because it's been a little cool. Should get some good growth. And I'm walking up Marmot Alley, kind of next to the forest, so I can look into these mati holes to see if there's any matis. Because, come on, obviously we're going to be looking for matis too. We look for things that begin with the letter M. Matis and mushrooms kind of go together. Well, this is interesting. Look at this stump. There's some stuff growing on this stump. It hasn't completely broken out yet. And you know what I think it is? There's a little bit over here, and just looking at it, I think this is Tremestes versicolor, sometimes known as turkey tail, a polypore, a shelf-like mushroom that grows on stumps and trees and stuff. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be busting out a lot of turkey tail real soon. Tremestes versicolor. All right, I should probably change my glasses because I do have my sunglasses on. And we're about to walk into the dark forest. I should also warn you that we are a little low on battery. So we could go bingo battery today. And if that happens, you'll know, because suddenly I'll be interrupted. And the next thing you'll know, we'll be back in the studio. But now it is time to cross the footbridge that leads into the forest, the second footbridge of the day. Do-do-do-do-do. Walking over the bridge, looking down into the creek, lots of water. I'm looking in various places looking for mati tracks. And I'm not seeing any mati tracks. Nor am I seeing any matis. But look, here's a mushroom. On the path, or right on the edge of the path. What is it? Oh, it's one of these guys. I don't know what these are called. I really should look them up. But I like them, and sometimes I refer to them as the Japanese cookie mushrooms because there's this one kind of Japanese cookie, and I don't know what they're called, but they're yummy, and they look like the caps of these mushrooms. And here's another mushroom starting right over here. What is this guy? This is even, that might be the same type of dude. Same kind of mushroom guy. I'm not going to take a picture of this, only because it's not very photogenic. Apparently fall is beginning, also known as autumn. There's a lot of leaves down. There's a lot of leaves on the path, a lot of brown leaves, yellow leaves. But, you know, pretty much all the leaves in the trees are still green. But things are starting. Things are starting. And that's good, because once we get into autumn, then we start seeing the autumn mushrooms. And autumn mushrooms are great because, you know, the leaves fall down on the ground and that's just some yummy cellulose and lignin for mushrooms to eat. So yummy. and the temperatures get cooler, and we get a lot more species and genera of mushrooms growing. I'm walking down the path up to this, now I can see it, up to this little mulch pile where we've been finding some more of these dudes. And, oh yeah, there's lots of these little white dudes. Matter of fact, here's a interesting bit of business right over here. Here's a mushroom that's got other little mushrooms growing up underneath it, and they all got a little bit of water on them. All that water left over from last night's rain, and I'm going to have to turn the flash on here. Let's see what we get. Kapow. Oh, not bad. This is my favorite kind of mushroom picture because there's lots of mushrooms hanging out. And they still got morning dew on them and everything. And so we're getting a lot of mushrooms in the picture. That'll be good. That'll be good. How many mushrooms are growing on this pile of mulch? Well, of this species, there's one. That's what? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 20, 22, 25, 26. 26 of that kind. And then, a small handful of your basic parasol types. Some Coprinus. Or possibly Coprinellus. Alright, so I'm going to keep walking along here. We're actually going to come down to this edge of the forest and walk out, and we'll come back to this stump later. But I was going to check the other footbridge for Matis, but there's somebody standing on it. There's been some erosion here on the bank, and I don't see any Mati footprints in the mud. But behind me, over here on this stump, we have got ourselves some auricularia. And I need to put the flash on auto because I'm going to get in here and see if I can't get a picture of this stuff. The light is very interesting. So I'm taking pictures of auricularia in forest dappled sunlight. I don't know if this is really working out. Guess we'll find out. So yay, auricularia. Now, we turn around. We head back into the forest. Oh, here's something I didn't see before. Who's this down here? Oh, we got some Coprinus. Some type of Coprinus growing up around this stump. It's not inky caps. Doot, doot, doot. I'll give them a bop on the head. Just two little mushrooms hanging out here. Alright. Ow, 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 my knees. Alright, so we've got... What are we on? We've got about three species we have found already today. Well, four technically. Ooh, we've got the Japanese cookies, the Japanese parasols, the auricularia, and these guys. That's four. I'm not going to take... Oh my god. And then I look behind me, and we got some giant ones. Some very, very large mushrooms, but they're in all these plants. Oy. But look at this guy. His veil is still hanging down. Oh, look, he's so nice. You know, I wish I knew what these were, because we see them all the time, and you hear me call them the golf ball mushrooms, because before the caps open, they look like golf balls, and once the caps do open, they get big, and they're white, and they have brown edges, and then they sort of turn brown, and they look like hamburger buns, because they're the same size as hamburger buns. Like this one, this one's 20 centimeters across, That one over there, oh, that one's close to 25. These are absolutely huge. Absolutely humongous. There's five different species of mushrooms we have found today. Look at that one, jeez. Massive. Massive mushrooms. I knew this would be a good mushroom day. So I'm walking up the path. I'm walking up the path, looking for more mushrooms. And here in the path, here's some inked out little Caprinus jobs. Look like those Japanese parasols again. I really gotta learn what these big white hamburger bun golf ball mushrooms are. I have a feeling they're one of the genera that starts with A, the letter A. They're not amaryllos, they're not amontadillos, they are, I can't think of the word. There's a little prairie fritillary butterfly flying around in front of me. Oh, and he landed near some other mushrooms. And what are these? These? Ha ha ha. Very interesting. These are some kind of flammulina. Flammies. But nothing photogenic enough. There's no photograph here. I wish if the butterfly would be closer to the mushrooms, then we could get a good shot. But he's not. And there's some more of these little super delicate Japanese parasols all over the place around here. Just on each side of the path. And look at this. Here's some more of these flammies. I'm looking for a photograph. There really isn't one. But they're lovely. I wonder if I should go back to my car, get some paper bags, and start taking some of these mushrooms with me so I can let them spore out in my yard. So I can have my own mushrooms. I actually do have a lot of mushrooms in my yard. And soon they will be popping. Because it's always around this time of year, around the end of August, that the boletes start to show up in my yard. And the boletes are cool. I've got blue staining boletes and really acrid piperatus type boletes. And they used to have puffballs. I don't think we saw any puffballs in my yard last year. Conditions just weren't exactly right, I guess. I'm going to keep wandering up this path. There's a lot of people here today. There's at least a dozen cars in the parking lot. And I'm seeing more of those little Japanese parasols, but nothing else really. Where's my... Oh boy, here we go. Here we go. Here's some more of these big golf ball. Ow, ow. Golf ball / hamburger buns. They're so big that getting them in the shot is difficult. I gotta move the camera back just to get a photo. Man, that photo's not that interesting. Not as good as some of the other ones earlier. So we just keep on moving. What are we up to about... See, there's some more of those guys hiding back in there. How many species are we up to? 7? I don't know. I've sort of lost count. Okay, so over the footbridge we go. And we look down into the creek. I'm looking for mati tracks. I don't see any mati tracks. That's okay. I know there's some matis around here. They just haven't come out. We're not going to go over into the amphitheater today because there's a guy sitting over there. So we're just going to keep walking up the path Which is where all our mushroom dudes are gonna be anyway. Yeah, the amphitheater has sort of been a disappointment this year, just because they didn't put any mulch in there, and so... Oh, here's a dude. Here's one of the little... Here's two, three little of the Japanese cookie dudes. Four of them. There's another one over here. Yeah, since they didn't put any mulch into the amphitheater, there's no mushrooms over there this year. And that was usually the best place to find elegant dog stinkhorns. Stinkhorns, elegant dogs anyway, have been really rare for me this year. I've only found like four. And I think it was here. After I stopped doing the show one day, I was walking by a tree that had some mulch around it, and there was some down there. Oh, here's a mushroom hiding in the ivy. Hello. This is a different species. We're up to eight. Eight different kinds of mushrooms today. And we've only been out here for 16 minutes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm slowly walking along this path, knowing that there's going to be all kinds of mushroomy dudes. But I should stop here and look up for a second and look into the forest, because there's a mati den right over there, but we're not going to see anything just because there's so much ground cover. But by that stump, there's a lot of Caprinus. And it's already, I can see some caps, I can see some stalks that are inking out and everything, but yeah, there's a boatload of Caprinus back there, of the inky cap variety. So what are we, eight or nine different species today? Yeah, we're gonna find a lot. And I'm just sort of still slowly walking up the path. And we're going to be by the witch's butter tree. And along with the witch's butter tree, down on the ground there's some Xylaria. Oh, here's some more of these hamburger buns. And these are starting to look like hamburger buns, too. These popped first. And now they're kind of old. They're really cool, though. There's a good flush right here. I'm counting... 2, 4, 6, 10, 12, there's at least 20 really nice mushrooms right here. Oh, there's another one hiding under a leaf over here. All right, but let's walk up here and check out the witch's butter tree. Generating witch's butter, let's see. Well, we've got some slime coming out of the bark down here. Nothing really impressive, though. No good bits. Oh, this is kind of a good bit over here, but it's so small, it's going to be very difficult to photograph. I'm checking the back side of the tree. What's on the back here? Nothing. Go back around to the front. This is going to be a difficult shot. I want to get this little blob, but I don't think we're going to be able to get it. Why doesn't my camera want to focus on it? This is going to be a trick. Oh, and that didn't work, and the flash went off and everything. What if I get at it at this angle? No. Come on, camera. Oh, that's kind of a shot. I'm not even going to bother anymore. Trying to get a shot of this stuff is so difficult. And now I'm going to walk up here a little bit. Here's a clump of Xylaria. A big scary clump. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, it looks like ghost fingers or something sticking out of the ground. That's kind of a cool picture. Yeah, most of this stuff you've already seen plenty of times, but I take pictures of it anyway. Wow, here's a couple of really old hamburger bun mushrooms up here. These are all curled up on the edges and everything. All right, so we'll take a few steps back. And now, since no one is looking, dun dun dun, we make our little secret move here. And the next thing you know, we're walking up a deer path to my secret mushroom grounds. This is my favorite area for morels. And of course, this is not morel season. We're not going to find any morel mushrooms today. But we might find something else. So that's why we're going up here. Plus, we might see dudes, so we got to always check for dudes. Because this is also where the deer like to hang out. And I'm looking around on the ground for various types of mushrooms. This is also where we have found the white fluted helvella. And I can't remember what time of year we find helvella. It might be now. So I'm walking over here to the known helvella spot. You know what? I kind of think white fluted helvella shows up in the spring. Why am I thinking that? I don't know. But we're looking around anyway. We got to check. And I see, oh, that's weird. I'm seeing something white on the ground and I'm thinking, hey, maybe that's a mushroom. No, it's not. It's a small toy car. I'm just going to put it in the branches of this tree in case whoever lost it is looking for it. It'll be more visible now. Walking further up the deer path, I'm looking around for deers. I don't see them. I'm also looking around for mushrooms. Oddly enough, I'm not seeing any. This would be a good time to spot them, but there doesn't seem to be any out. And I just stepped on a walnut and almost fell over because it messed up my balance. Oh, I can hear all the traffic zipping by on I-680. As I continue to work my way up this narrowing deer path. Not as much nettles as there was, but still plenty enough that I've got to dodge. And how much further are we going to be able to go? Not a lot further than this, but I want to get up here to this log. What's on the log? Oh, we got some, looks like Pleurotus ostreatus. Looks like we got some white oyster mushrooms here, plus an LBM. So add 2 to the species count for today. We're up to at least 10 or 11, maybe even a dozen different kinds of mushrooms today. You know, if I can just get past here like this, I can get a little bit further up this trail. Up the deer path. Ugh, webs. Well, at least they're low enough that they're not in my face. Can I go any further? Can I get up here a little bit more? This is as far as we can go. Just because now there's a huge web. Huge, huge web. And we don't need to go any further. No sticks. No sticks to defeat the web, so I'm just going to turn around. I'm not finding any more mushrooms. Although I'm looking. I'm also trying to dodge nettles that are on the side of the path here. Hey, what's this sticking out of the ground? Oh, nothing. Just a piece of orange plastic. I thought it was a elegant dog stinkhorn. Oh, this is getting kind of... There we go. Alright, I think we can make it back safely now. Still dodging nettles, but... Yeah, Don't have to put quite as much effort into it. Yeah, I thought I found an elegant dog there for a second. Elegant dog stinkhorns are very interesting. They are stinkhorns, so they do stink. And they are a bright orange color. I mean, as orange as an orange, if not oranger. You know those orange safety vests that you see, like, you know, construction workers wear and stuff? That's how orange an elegant dog stinkhorn is. And they're spongy. They just look like orange sponge. And if you're as old as I am, you think of orange sponge, you think of Nerf. So yeah, think, you know, imagine an elegant dog stinkhorn looks like one of those orange Nerf darts that get shot out of Nerf guns, dipped in, oh, to be polite, let's just say molten chocolate. But they don't smell like chocolate. They smell like death, literally. You could probably find putrescine in, as one of the compounds in the goo that is on a stinkhorn. Oh, look, here's some more flammies. Here's some more flammies. Oh, and there's some more of those hamburger bun mushrooms. Yeah, the whole thing about these stinkhorns is the reason they stink and the reason that they smell like dead bodies and rotting flesh is to attract flies. They emit a goo. The mushrooms emit a goo. And in this goopy stuff, it smells bad, and this is where the spores are. Flies are attracted to the smell of death. They land on the mushroom, they pick up some of the goo, and they spread the goo around. And that's how these particular mushrooms reproduce. Stinkhorns, they're very interesting. So are Earth stars. Earth stars are really trippy. And I haven't seen any in years. About 4 or 5 years ago, there was a few that would always show up near the picnic table at Herrenhaven. But I haven't seen any in a couple years. So maybe that mycelium played out. I'm crossing back over the footbridge, and I'm kind of working my way out of here just because, oh, we're starting to run out of time and I need to think about going home because I got to watch Champions League today. I got Champions League today and Champions League tomorrow. I love football so much. Yay! Oh, what a good mushroom day we had today. We spotted at least a dozen different species. All kinds of interesting stuff, from capped mushrooms to polypores to jellies. That's a good day. That's a good variety of mushrooms to be finding in a single day. And that's why you need me to take you on a guided mushroom tours. If you come to my town and you want to go on a guided mushroom tour, contact me, tobe@sdf.org, and I will guide you through mushrooms areas for very cheap. Buy me a couple of tacos, and you will be rewarded with a fungus safari unlike any you've ever had before. But it's time for me to go. You have been listening to The Dubious Mushroom Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm just about out of the forest, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥ